Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
Tracy did get that girl.
Oh, she did.
The
okay.
woman whose husband bought
weird
the boob inserts
yeah.
for his daughter.
Yeah, the cutlet.
Bizarre.
That's kind of gross. I'm yeah. sorry.
Yep, she will be. I think she's on hold right now.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Just waiting for her name.
She might have to have a fake name.
Yeah. Jill.
Voice
Jill.
Disguiser?
Jill. Voice disguiser. Well, yeah. Jill. Her husband's buying boobies for the kid. What?
Good no. morning, Jill.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Intrigued?
Curious to hear how this happened.
Okay, so basically, my daughter's 13, mm-hmm. and she went to go visit her dad a couple of weeks ago. And when she came back, she, you know, showed me that he had taken her shopping and he bought her a bikini, which I thought the suit was a little skimpy for, you know, 13, but I was like, okay, you know, it was fine. But then later I was, you know, cleaning up in her room and I came across those, you know, inserts, like the, I think they call them like the chicken, they look like chicken cutlets.
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we called them.
Yeah, and you, you know, you put them in your bra to, you know, make it look like you have cleavage. And anyway, as you can understand, I was incredibly upset. I think that is unbelievably inappropriate for a 13-year-old girl. You know, I mean, just, I don't know what my husband was thinking, and I asked her about them and said, you know, where did you get these? And she said, oh, you know, Daddy bought them for me. And
whoa.
It was just so upsetting and wrong on so many different levels. You know, I'm getting so angry again talking about it. So basically, I don't have any problem, you know, calling my husband and explaining to him that I think it was really wrong of him and inappropriate and that stuff like that in the future is just unacceptable. My problem is that I don't really know how to talk to my daughter because I know she's going to be upset because I could tell that she was, you know, she seemed embarrassed that I found the chicken cutlets, but I could tell she also was kind of excited about them because she, you know, she's 13. So she's, you know, she's just now going into puberty. She hasn't developed right. breasts yet. And I know a lot of the girls in her class have. So, you know, I'm sure she wants to fit in and feel like she's, you know, she's growing her boobs too. But this is just, it's just, you know, 13-year-old girls do not need to have cleavage. They're mm-hmm. 13 for a reason. And, you know, when you grow breasts, you grow breasts. And I don't know how to explain it to my daughter without making her angry and, you know, without her making it seem like I'm the bad guy and daddy's the one that understands. And one of the things is, like, I do want to be clear that, you know, there wasn't anything creepy about my husband buying her these. You know, my daughter, she does this a lot with my ex. Like, she, you know, she's sort of, you know, oh, daddy, and would you please, blah, blah, blah. And he, mm-hmm. you know, he wants to make her happy. And, you know, he's kind of clueless about you know, fashion and what's appropriate and what's not. So, you know, and I'm sure, you know, because what she often does is she'll say, oh, you know, mommy said that I could get this. Mm-hmm. You know, like we've been in this situation before where she's done this. She said, you know, mommy said I could get this. Right. So my husband, while it wasn't appropriate, you know, I just don't think he was really thinking when he did it, when he bought them for her.
So what, yeah, because that was my first thought, that it was kind of
icky,
creepy, odd, but looking at the phone.
Yeah, no, and I don't want to paint my, I mean, I'm mad at my husband for buying them, but I don't want to paint him in that light at all.
I feel like he was just the dad that's like, okay, if this is what you want, like, yeah, okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
And especially since it's a, you know, divorce, he probably goes above and beyond for her
exactly.
More so than normal.
Hey, Aaron, welcome to the Bird Show. You got some advice for Jill?
Yes, I was just going to say that if they don't want the daughter to have the cutlets, she should make the dad be the one to go back and take them away and explain to her why they were not appropriate for a 13-year-old.
I think
that's a good idea. Could you do that?
I think my daughter might die of embarrassment if I did that. Like, I mean, it's an idea. I don't know. I know it would be incredibly embarrassing for my husband, and I think you know, my daughter might be a little mortified.
It's not, and let me tell you why it's not a good idea.
Okay.
Like, he didn't know in the first place not to buy this for her.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he was unaware that
she definitely manipulated her dad.
Totally.
Yeah. To get him what she wanted.
She probably just went to the mall, and dad, you know, guys don't want to be at the mall like girls want to be at the mall, and she probably just blazed through whatever store or stores and said, "I need this."
Mm-hmm.
I bet he didn't even look. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, "All right, whatever you want." Hey, Michelle, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to, in the dad defense, I can completely understand. My mother and father were both married, but I would always go to my father when it came to certain things that I knew my mother, I felt like, wouldn't understand at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I think at 13, a lot of girls, we stuff our bras anyway. So I really don't see a big deal with the chicken cutlets, because either if she takes them away, she's going to probably use the old sock method and still mm-hmm. stuff herself. Or with, you know, tissue or whatever, it makes herself look bigger. So it's a self-esteem issue. And I think the real issue that the mother needs to find out is, why didn't she feel comfortable enough to go to her mother in the first place to discuss this instead of going to her, using her dad to cover it up?
Well, because she knew her mom wouldn't buy them.
Yeah, but it's a self-esteem issue. I mean, it's deeper than, okay, well, I just want to, you know, I want to go get chicken cutlets. But why didn't she feel comfortable enough to go to the mom and say, hey, you know, I'm still flat chested. The other girls are developing.
Well, she's 13.
You know, what can we do about this? Because if we take away the chicken cutlets, that's not going to stop her from stuffing her breasts.
Right.
Well, she's 13 years old. I mean, I wouldn't have talked to my mom about that.
I think most girls stuff their breasts with something. It might not have been chicken cutlets, but you got to, I mean, you do something to make yourself look better at that age.
Well, I think she's manipulating both parents, because she's a product of divorce, because I guarantee if they were still together, the dad would probably say, you know what, this is for your mom. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's kind of forced in that situation.
Now, isn't it, like, just from a guy's point of view, if a 13-year-old boy
mm-hmm.
got stuff, like, caught stuff in his pants?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Like, or mom bought him something to stuff his pants with.
No, I mean, just regardless of what he put in there and got caught at school,
mm-hmm.
he would be ripped on through the... I mean, he would go to college in a different country.
It's not really the same thing.
Right.
It's hard to make the comparison to a boy, because I don't think boys have the same...
Well, with girls, you know, eventually you're going to get to that point, or you hope you eventually get to that point, rather than it... You know, at 13, that's not...
Mm-hmm.
That's not the end of it.
Hey, Ann, welcome to the Bird Show. You're on with Jill.
Hey, good morning. I have a daughter that is in seventh grade, and she has a classmate that got caught wearing the inserts. And the kind that she was wearing, not my daughter now, because I would never, I don't agree with that at seventh grade. It's just uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
But this classmate had the jelly inserts,
mm-hmm.
and her classmates found out about it. And so now they've nicknamed this little girl Jelly. And so I think it is doing more harm than good, for sure, because all the kids, they're in seventh grade. It's going to stick with that kid forever now.
That's true.
Well,
and seventh grade girls are mean.
Mm-hmm. They are hateful.
Mean.
Well, I mean, you say that, but when I was in sixth grade, it was the girl that became endowed before everybody else that people made fun of. And she couldn't help it. Like, it's unfortunately, not all girls develop at the same rate or even to the same point. And, you know, they're going to get crap regardless.
But I feel like we're arguing...
The wrong point.
This feels so weird to me, because I feel like I'm about to argue like the women's lib point or whatever. But we're arguing how embarrassed she would be to have those in, like if she got caught. When the reality isn't the lesson that should be taught, love your own body thing, like you'll get boobs eventually.
Definitely. But I think that's just being a teenage girl. Mm-hmm. I think like Wendy said, like she's 13. She's going to want what she wants. And there's nothing more important than fitting in. When you're that age, you know?
And I think everybody's bringing a point because the mother wants advice on how to approach her daughter about this. And I think everybody's just trying to come from the standpoint of the daughter of where her mind is amongst, you know, with all this.
Hey,
But I appreciate your effort, Jeff.
Thanks. Hey, Jill, tell us where you are with your daughter. Does she know that you've found these? I can't remember if you've told us yet.
Yes, I mean, because I asked her, you know, I said, where did you get these? And she told me that daddy bought them.
Okay, but you have not said anything further, like you can never wear them again, or?
I did take them away from her, yeah.
Okay. You did, okay.
Hey, Kathy, welcome to the Burt Show.
Hey, Burt Show, I love you guys.
Thank you.
Just a quick comment. The little girl is 13 years old, and yes, she is a teenager, and she's becoming a woman and all, but the whole problem here, I think, is she's getting away with manipulating her parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that definitely needs to be addressed. And she's 13, and there's life lessons to learn. And this is a huge life lesson. You can't always get what you want by manipulating people.
Well, and she's a part of a divorce. Jill, do you think that you and your ex-husband are a little more lenient on her because of the divorce?
Well, I mean, yeah, of course there's, you know, we both have guilt issues there. And, you know, we do try to get her or give her anything that she wants, you know, mm-hmm. within reason. So, you know, there's definitely that element there.
And can I just say that my daughter also was a product of a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is she still has two very loving and caring parents that are very active in her life. It's not like one has to overcompensate for the other one not being there. So I mean, she needs to learn that divorce is part of life. As much as you hate to see it happen and have children go through it, you need to work together, not manipulate, not having this little girl manipulate one against the other to get what she wants. I mean, you don't always get what you want. She needs to learn that. She cannot continue to do this.
I would agree with that. And I would also say that I think the same message that you can send to your daughter and that your husband can or ex-husband can send to your daughter is that she's beautiful just the way she is and that she doesn't need those kind of things. And maybe that's the way you approach it and talk to her about it and have your ex do the exact same thing. Because I think as uncomfortable as a conversation as that would be for him to have with her, I think it's important for him to reinforce it as well. And it's not just like, oh, mom's just saying that because she took him away from me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that it's both of you sending that same message. Like, listen, honey, you're beautiful just as you are. You don't need this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to be on the same page as parents, divorced or not. You have to.
Mm-hmm.
Or any kid's going to naturally do that. You know?
Will you, after you have the talk with your daughter, will you please shoot Tracy an email and let us know how it went?
Absolutely. And thank you. This was really helpful. Like,
good luck.
I feel much calmer.
And then you could probably coach producer Tracy and her husband Scott because I'm certain that their daughter's already doing it too.
Asking for breast implants?
No, manipulating them.
Oh.
The Burt Show. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.